It's meeting time, ladies and gentlemen, and here's the Fred Waring Show, brought to you by the American Meat Institute. Welcome to the Fred Waring Show. Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, broadcasting from Radio City in New York. Here to greet you on this nice, cool Tuesday is your host, Fred Waring.
Hello, everybody, and thanks for coming. Thanks for 3 days off. That was Bill Bivens. This is Fred Waring and all the Pennsylvanians up and ready with another in our series, sponsored on Tuesdays and Thursdays at this time by the American Meat Institute. An old vaudeville act I'll never forget was the Tom Brown Brothers Saxophone Sextet. Dressed up like a half dozen clowns, they played the big cities and all the small towns, and when they'd walk into the theater stage, this saxophone style was all the rage, Playboy. The table meeting. I'll never forget Tom Brown, who was a great inspiration to us when we started. We're off in the cloud of steam today. The song Stanley Steamer from the movie Summer Holiday, with a happy birthday to a star of the picture, Mickey Rooney.
Oh, how about a ride in my Stanley Steamer?
Oh, go on, fresh. 23 skidoo.
Better get in. Looks like rain.
It's skibibble.
Oh, come on, will you? I just want
to... Get your veil and get your duster. Get the jet out when the wind's a custer. Keep your hover down, firmly belt it down when you're out in your Stanley Steamer.
In the gale, we never flutter.
Cutie pie, my machine's a home dinger, ain't it?
Oh, it's wonderful. Oh, let me out of here. Stop it.
All right. I'll keep my hands on the wheel.
You stop this machine immediately, Richard Miller.
Well, what's the matter?
You're speeding. That's what's the matter. Imagine racing along at 12 miles an hour. You let me out of here. You hear?
You're a spy to make me tingle. You're a dish to make me wish I wasn't single. Never mind the gross, there's a jealous folks. Buzz around in my Stanley Steamer.
If you find you're not inventive, then I'll bet you're gonna get a new
invention.
And you'll lose your heart
on the day you start going out in your Stanley Steamer.
Yes, sir, the drivers and occupants were Daisy and Clyde. And will you look at who just arrived in that Stanley Steamer? It's Big Joe Soldier. We'll get that steam generator guitar out of the back seat, Joe, and play All of Me.
Reading the Census Bureau's latest estimates. As you might have guessed, New York State is still in undisputed first place in total population. Why, it's down to number 29, Fred.
Well, don't New Yorkers eat as much beef as people in other states?
Why, sure they do, Fred, and thanks to the way the meatpacking business operates, you don't have to live close to your meat supply. You see, the Western Range Country and the Corn Belt states are ideal for raising big numbers of beef cattle. So, naturally, that's where most of the beef cattle are raised. Well, one of the jobs of the meatpacking companies is to bring in supplies of meats that aren't produced in big enough quantities close to home. They do it every working day to supply our stores with all the varieties of meat we want. And because they do it so efficiently, they carry on this service and all of their other services for profits that average only a fraction of a cent a pound on the meat we buy.
And on the table, meat.
Well, according to the last canine census, there are 14 million dogs in America. This week, those 14 million tails are wagging more happily than ever because it's Dog Week. So today we offer all you pooch owners a few musical observations by Harry Simeon on your four-footed pal, the dog. Yes, today every dog has his day. Wolfhound, bloodhound, greyhound, spitz, sheepdog, bulldog, poodle dog, palm, husky or hairless, malamute or mastiff, chihuahua or chow, they're all dogs.
Oh, where is my little dog? Oh, where can he be?
boy, his train bow wow. Then he's my dog, he leave no clue. Better call Dr. Fu Manchu. He's so very blue. Making him now chop blue.
Every child who has ever heard a dog will enjoy Harry Simmons' musical settings for three of the best-known nursery rhymes in the book. Remember, Hark, Hark, the Dogs Do Bark? To Old Mother Hubbard. Now we'll turn the page again for I Had a Little Dog and His Name Was Buff.
What do you say, Fred? Would you like to be one?
Well, sometimes, Bill, I wish I were a dog. Their lives must be easy as falling off a log. They don't have to wait for streetcars and buses and never get into arguments or fusses. They don't need new shoes, or they don't have to buy the news to find out what happened to Tracy. And dogs don't have to buy lacy clothes. out of their nose, or pay the mortgage on the first, or have a little speech carefully rehearsed in case they get home late at night. In fact, it's perfectly all right if they never get home at all. Dogs don't have to call the theater to find out what time the price has changed so they can save a dime. They don't have to play bridge or poker or worry about who has the joker and the four aces. They don't have to go places where they don't have fun just because it's being done, and you never, ever see them in the museum. Dogs don't fret over what to have for dinner or about which horse was the winner. They don't have to laugh when things aren't funny. They don't have to make money or break their backs figuring income tax. And they don't start a war that they don't quite know what for. Dogs get to drink out of saucers instead of cups, and when they have pups, they don't have to think up names or wonder if the children look like their Uncle James or pay a big fee to an obstetrician. Well, so long as I'm wishing, I might as well be more specific. I don't want to be one of those terrific dogs with a mile-long pedigree that society goes to the shows to see. I'd rather be just a little cur with fuzzy fur so I could go only where I wanted to go. Oh, I'd take brandy to folks lost in the snow. I'd be kind to children, chase an occasional cat, find me a big bone to bury, and that's that. Most of us humans are lost in a fog, and I think it would be better to be a dog. My mind's made up, and you can't move it. I know I'm right, and I can prove it. Well, you just look and look, and if you can, find me a dog who'd rather be a man. Well, whether or not dogs would like to be men, they've done a man-sized job. The seeing eye dogs, the canine corps, and all the others. Stephen Foster has immortalized man's best friend in his wonderful song, Old Dog Tray. Dog Week isn't over, but our dog and the celebration of it is, unless you can think of some connection between dogs and the Arkansas Traveler. Yeah. Seconds have been all Harry Simeon's arrangements. I think he does fine work, don't you, Bill?
A doggone good arranger.
A doggone good arranger. Well, Bill, since today is the birthday of not only Mickey Rooney, but of William McGuffey, who wrote the famous McGuffey Readers, why don't you give your meat lesson in McGuffey Reader style, huh?
Well, now, that should be fun. Here goes for lesson one. Are you listening, students? These are beef short ribs. They are a man's favorite dish. Are these short ribs lean? Yes, because most of the beef is running lean these days. How will the woman cook these short ribs? She will braise them slowly until they are very tender. How tasty they are with noodles and good brown gravy. End of lesson one. Now for lesson two. See the happy little children eating their nourishing meat? How nice that they are getting protein they need. You must always get your protein, little children, because that is what helps you to grow up and be strong, vigorous men and women. Ask your mother for another serving of short ribs.
Adele, you should have to answer Mr. McGuffey for that.
I think so. I already had to answer to the Council on Foods and Nutrition of the American Medical Association. And Fred, they found the nutrition lesson acceptable.
Thank you, Bill.
You're welcome.
That's all for me. Nothing left now but the bones. And to be more specific, it's Lazy Bones. Lee Club and Joe Marine and Bing Walls.
Back to get your days' work. expect to get your cornmeal made. Never get your cornmeal made. Listen.
Table more thriftily, take advantage of the good seasonal buys in the leaner grades of beef. We suggest short ribs today. This reminder and the Fred Waring Show were brought to you by the American Meat Institute. Next Tuesday, the entire country will be on standard time again. However, Fred Waring will be on at the same time by your clock in most standard time areas. If your community has been on daylight time, be sure to check your local newspaper. In any case, why not check the newspaper so you won't miss the Fred Waring Show.
This is Fred Waring. Thanks again for coming. Try to be with us tomorrow.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.